Bienvenidos. Welcome to Porn News Network. That's PNN, not CNN, people. I am your co-host, Muteado Silencio. I'm here with my hermana, comadre, and pobre escala, La Tiny.
Welcome to Stop in Frisco. We're a few young black, brown, or Poe. You at risk of police harassment and legislative agendas of the politricksters and the big business folk with too much stolen dough. To respond to the new proposed law, Stop and Frisk, which is in a long line of slave catcher, anti-poor people of color laws, Poor Magazine's hardworking team of poverty, race, migrante, indigena, disability, and youth scholars have released the following WeSearch findings. That's right, I said WeSearch, not research. WeSearch is poor people-led, not institution-led. Research.
This is Travis, the Poor Magazine youth scholar. I already get nervous when the police roll by in a squad car and stare me down. But now they have a right to search me, a right to invade my personal space and harass me. I thought they were supposed to be there to help me and protect me, but it seems like the police are the ones I'm scared of most.
Hola, soy Nana, soy Latina, soy pobre, soy inmigrante, soy mujer, soy lesbiana, soy un ser humano.
Hi, I'm Nana. I'm Latin, I'm poor, I'm migrant, I'm a woman, I'm a lesbian, I'm human.
Soy libremente encarcelada, soy igual a todos los demás, aunque piensen que no.
I'm freely incarcerated. I am the same of everyone else, even if you don't think so.
The stop and risk me afecta en el momento en el que me pone en riesgo a mí y a mis hermanos.
The stop and frisk affects me in the moment that it puts me and my brothers at risk.
I am Philip Standing Bear. My demeanor, stance, look, and walk all state my beliefs as a revolutionary. Being a young Native Indigenous person walking down the street makes me a target for police stopping and frisking due to the stereotype that all Natives are drunk and homeless, which is not due to the fact that most of us have become drunk to escape the life that we call home and others would call extreme poverty.
Mi nombre es Ingrid de León, madre soltera de cuatro niños.
My name is Ingrid de León, single mother of four children.
Luchando con la pobreza, vivo en San Francisco, porque pienso que es un lugar santuario, pero me da miedo con la ley que quieren aplicar en esta ciudad, como la ley parar y esculcar.
I am a fighter against poverty. I live in San Francisco because I think that this place is a sanctuary city, but I am scared with the law that they are trying to apply and pass inside of the city. This law is called Stop and Frisk.
I am Ayat Jalal, not who I'm profiled as being. This causes me naturally to be defensive whenever it comes to the police as a rule of thumb. I'm a revolutionary. I'm of color, my clothes don't cost a lot, and I am not an elderly person. Now, I've already can and will be targeted by the police. I've been stopped, harassed. To be stopped is an harassment. It's against our constitutional rights. I feel that this is only going to get worse than the ignorance that we already fight in law enforcement if the government passes and give them the right to do what they already been doing, which is stopping, frisking, and harassing the oppressed people.
What's up, what's up? My name is Maria Machete, Prado Escola, without papers, with a lot of colors. Aplicar, practicar, editar.
Apply, practice, and edit.
Desde que nací, la percepción de otros es la que crea y aplica las leyes.
Since I was born, the perception of others is what has created and applied the current laws.
Sin embargo, para estos practicantes de editar reglas sociales.
However, for these practitioners, the social editing of the rules
parecieran solo tomar en cuenta aquellos que ya están asimilados a vivir en un mundo donde un gobierno dice y manda.
It seems as though they only take into account all those that are already accustomed to live in a world where the government tells them what to do.
And finally, be very clear. Spoken from the mouth of a formerly houseless, always incarcerated and criminalized child and mama, many times stopped and frisked and eventually incarcerated for crimes of poverty, Stop and Frisk should be renamed Stop and Kill because it enables the continued extrajudicial murders of our black and brown and Poe folks. Young folks like our brother Romarley Graham from New York, Raheem Brown from the Bay, Kenneth Harding Jr., Idris Stelly, Alan Bluford, Derek Gaines, and so many more not mentioned but never forgotten. Ashe.
So that's all for this Poor News Network Stopping Freaks Research Special. Tune in to the next time for another edition of Survival Radio. If we don't have media access, we die radio. All power to the people.